and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. A human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is facing the wrath of Sarah Palin.
Paul Ryan is soon to be cantored as an Eric Cantor. His political career is over, but for a miracle, because he has so disrespected the will of the people.
Palin told CNN she's supporting Ryan's opponent in his run to be reelected to the House from Wisconsin. The former vice presidential candidate said Ryan's refusal to endorse the GOP's expected presidential nominee is disrespectful to the will of the people, and Ryan's political career could be in jeopardy.
It kind of screws his chances for the 2020 presidential bid that he's gunning for.
Paul Ryan says he will step down as chairman of the Republican National Convention if Donald Trump asks him to. The two men have a scheduled meeting this Thursday. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your...
The number of children under 6 poisoned by nicotine in e-cigarettes rose nearly 1,500% between 2013 and 2015. USA Radio's Tammy Rose has more.
One child died from ingesting liquid nicotine. That's according to an analysis of calls to the National Poison Data System published in the journal Pediatrics. More than 90% of the kids swallowed the nicotine-laced liquid, known as e-juice, that is smoked inside e-cigarettes. Nearly half of the exposed children were under the age of 2. The study's senior author said the numbers of accidental poisonings skyrocketed because of the explosive popularity of e-cigarettes. Their use among adults in the U.S. doubled between 2010 and 2013 and tripled among high school students from 2013 to 2014. Concerns over a mostly unregulated industry prompted the FDA to announce last week it's extending its authority over e-cigarettes and other tobacco products. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Pope Francis says health care is a universal right. Speaking to thousands of health care workers and volunteers yesterday, the pontiff says that adequate medical treatment is lacking in much of the world. Francis highlighted Africa in particular, where many of the volunteers focus their efforts. The pope saying that health care cannot be treated as a consumer product, and he lamented the fact that it seems to be increasingly available only for the rich. This is USA Radio News.
And this is Georgine Trinkle. I'm your host today at Hot and Hunterd in Studio. Today is May 9th, and we have some guests in the studio I'll be introducing in a moment or two. And today's topic is the Flemington Fine Artisans Show. We're going to be talking about fine artisans today and arts and an exceptional show and sale that's coming up right here in Hunterd County. So I hope you stay with us. And we have some great weather. I'll be able to give you the forecast in just a moment. Stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
are back in the studio live here at Hot and Hunterdon. And everyone wants to know what the weather is. If you are stuck in your office and you have no windows and you can't see what is going on outside, I'm going to tell you. It is warm, 71 degrees after last week of clouds and not a very nice forecast for the week. I'm happy to say we have some warmer weather. The wind is still out there and it's still a little bit of an issue, but it is 71 degrees here in Flemington. And it's not as sunny as I would like, but we have to learn to live with it. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies and a low around 45. So it won't be quite as cold as it was this morning. This morning was below freezing, so that was a little chilly start to the day. And Tuesday, which is May 10th, we're looking at a chance of showers after 11 and a mostly cloudy day with a high near 59. So it's getting a little bit better. The rest of the week, I do like to tell you when you should take a sick day. It's looking like Thursday might be the day to do that with a high of 74, mostly sunny. Wednesday's not such a bad day. If you want to use a sick day, call in sick and head to the beach, mostly sunny with a high of 73. Wednesday night is a good night to be outside. We have a low of 48, and it looks like it's mostly clear. We do have some showers moving in later this week on Thursday evening, and we might have some showers all through Friday. But other than that, it's a little bit warmer, it's a little bit sunnier, and it's a little bit less depressing than it was in this past week. So here at Hot and Hunterdon, we always like to start off with a quote. And we're talking about art today. So, of course, we want to have a quote that is consistent with our message of the day. And it's this. It's a quote by John Steinbeck. And he says, "I've come to believe that a great teacher is a great artist, and that there are as few as there are any other great artists. Teaching might even be the greatest of the arts, since the medium is the human mind and spirit." And I picked that quote today because I have not only artists with me, but I have people who teach as well. So I'd like to introduce my first guest, Ina, if we're going to make sure that we have you on the right mic here. And if you can introduce yourself.
Hello.
Excellent.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and so can our listeners. So that is great. If you could give your first and last name.
My name is Ina Janibekova. I live here in Flemington. I'm an owner of a small Jewish studio on Main Street. However, I come from a scientific background. I'm a biologist by training, so I had a career of 20-some years in biology and in big pharma. But 5 years ago, I turned my hobby, which was jewelry making, into a business. And it's been an interesting journey ever since.
And they say, you know, the different, the left mind, the right mind, the left and right sides of the brain, you're scientifically driven and trained, and yet you're creative. So I wonder, you know, have you had more fulfillment in the last 5 years than the previous years?
It's been very different, what I'm experiencing now. You know, I really enjoy flexibility of, and also, kind of, you know, doing my own thing. It's fun.
It's
challenging
good.
Too.
All right, we have another guest in the studio, Sheila.
Yes, hi.
Excellent. If you could introduce yourself as well and tell our listeners about what you do, and then we'll get to why you're both here.
I'm Sheila Fernikes. I currently own and operate Sheila Fernikes Design Studio, where I create one-of-a-kind and limited edition statement jewelry that I like to say is easy to wear and effortlessly bold. I've been doing that for about 15 years full-time, and prior to that, I had Fernikes Associates, which was a graphic design and marketing firm here on Park Avenue in the old egg auction.
Oh, now I was in that building for Norwescap. I started my career at the old egg auction building, 84 Park Ave.
84 Park Ave,
that's
yes.
A lovely building. I don't, you know,
yes,
have you been
is.
In that building?
Yes.
It's beautiful.
I've been to it. It's a beautiful place.
I was in
this. Yeah, the chalet building, which is right next to it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we were talking about that kind of building that's very special to Flemington.
It is like a hidden jewel.
It is. And if our listeners haven't been there, there's a complex called the Old Egg Auction Building. I know when I was there, it was owned by the Braun family.
Yes.
And they took such care of restoring these buildings. And you walk in and there was, at the time when I worked there, there was classical music when you walked in.
Yes.
It was polished, a high veneer shine on all of the woodwork. It was very well loved and cared for. I don't really know the history of the building, but it certainly, you walk in and you feel your stress dissipate from just being surrounded by something that was so obviously loved.
I think that's true. It was a real joy to work there, and it was a joy to be within walking distance of Main Street Flemington and get to know all the people who did work here.
And so you have the ability to have seen from 15 years ago when you worked in that area or beyond, and then how it is now, and why it's so important to try to bring people to Flemington. And we were talking earlier before we went on air, we were reminiscing about Liberty Village, and
yes,
you had done some work there as well.
Yes, when I first moved to Flemington more than 30 years ago, my very first job as graphic designer was to do the site map of Liberty Village, when at that time there were only two outlets here, and I got very involved with the Flemington Factory Outlet Association. And I was responsible for doing a lot of the graphic design, the events that took place here at Liberty Village and Turntable Junction. So I go back a long way with retail here in Flemington.
And do you think that's some of the impetus driving you to talk about this wonderful show we're going to talk about today, the Flemington Fine Artisan Show? Or is it Ina who just makes sure that you're helping and in capacity to be able to help other artists?
It's a little bit of both. It was very fortuitous that Ina and I met about 4 years ago.
Yes.
And we were both very involved as artists. And what we've discovered is that there's a real artist movement here in Flemington, and it's something to be celebrated. And we hope to do that with this show and with other events as well.
That's right.
Well, we're going to talk more about that in the studio here. I'm going to catch up on the commercials for a moment, and then we're going to take a moment to come back so that we can really talk about this show and why it's so important to have handmade art and crafts items with outstanding artists, many who are local, including Ina. I'm assuming, Ina, you'll have some pieces of art at the show?
Yes.
Excellent.
I am showing my art jewelry.
Okay, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back live here at Hot and 100 and have my special guest today. Like when women talk about effortlessly being bold, or anyone talking about it, but I especially like when women say things like being effortlessly bold, because I don't think we're bold enough. I think sometimes our art, the art of who we are, gets lost in our day-to-day activities. So I always want to try to promote artists who are showcasing their work and their heart and their passion. So today we're talking about an event called the Flemington Fine Artisan Show. And I have with me Ina and Sheila. And Sheila, I have a posting on our social media, our Facebook page, of the postcard for the event. And is this your graphic artist here? Okay, so they have an FFA. And I was hoping, Ina, you could share a little bit about this show and how it got started.
The show started 4 years ago. It was a result of a conversation that I had with Sophie Shore, who owns Roman Jewelers. We were just talking about how great it would be to have a wonderful show with high, you know, with very skillful artists in the area. And then she said, well, why don't you do something here? And she offered her space inside the store to use, you know, for a group of artists. So that's how it started. At the beginning, it was a small group of 12 people. We did it for a couple of years there. And it seemed to be, you know, there was a great interest. We had a great response to the show. So last year we decided to move to a bigger location, Stengel Factory, and we expanded the show to about 30 plus artists, and it was just fantastic. The building itself lends itself to the crowd like that. I feel that it really is just the perfect location to have an art and craft show. Sheila, what do you think?
I have to agree with Ina. One of the nicest things about the show, when you first walk into the Stengel venue and see all the artists putting their booths together, these are artists who are seasoned, who have done craft shows and know what it means, not only to take time and care in creating their own work, but in how they present their their work to the public. And it's almost like having their own little gallery within this venue. There was something very magical about it, because once the lights go on and all the items are displayed, it really became just a wonderland. That was a pleasure to walk through.
That's what we heard from, from people, the visitors, who was just awed.
They were.
So that was great. Over time, we had wonderful supporters and sponsors that helped make it happen. We're very grateful to Grateful Bites. Our support from last year and our sponsors this year again. So we really, I think it's like a community effort to have a show like that. Don't you agree, Sheila?
Very much so.
We try to involve local people. The artists are from the area, like probably like an hour drive from
here.
We have
a lot of talent here in this area, and as I said before, it's something to be celebrated, and it's so nice that we have this event and sponsors who are committed to helping do that.
Now, we have to make sure your sponsor gets a little airtime here. So Grateful Bites, are they a local company? Where are they out of?
Yes, on Route 31, stop by. That's a beautiful place which offers amazing food, which they make on premises.
I've never been there. Whereabouts is it?
It's right at the entrance to outlet to the Liberty Village.
Right across
from that entrance on Route 31. So they are a very special member of local ecosystem. They provide all-inclusive working space for differently abled adults. And, I love to eat there. They have great stuff.
And they brought a great array of foods at the last event that we had for people to enjoy as well. And they will be there.
They will be here with us again on Sunday. They will provide various delectables for lunch. And I'm sure that's going to be savory and sweet stuff. I'm looking forward to it.
I am too.
Well, it sounds like if they're open today, that might be my dinner this evening.
They are open, I think, Wednesday to Sunday. I'm not sure, but look it up.
Okay,
so Grateful Bites.
Yeah, for our listeners, just check out Grateful Bites. They're a full-service catering and personal chef company, and you can get lots of great food there right here in Flemington. Sponsors are important to being able to host an event. They have a location. It sounds like your location is beautiful. It sounds like you have some sponsors. And how about your artists?
We have a full array of artists exhibiting all kinds of very fine craft, from very nice glassware to fiber arts to one of a kind.
Pottery, right? Ceramics.
Ceramics, jewelry. It's really a very nice mix of various prices that are very accessible. In fact, for the quality of the work, I think people will find that it's really very well priced, and you could get something for everyone. And you could find a lot of very nice treasures there for yourself or giving them as gifts.
Even handmade wooden furniture, wood-turned items that we didn't mention.
There's mixed media.
Stained glass, fused glass. Yeah.
And these people...
And fine art as well. We have some painters.
Yes, and they all live within about an hour, if not right in Hunterdon and Flemington itself.
And I'm assuming because you're an artist, Ina, you and Sheila said about setting the stage for the vendors, so when they come in, they are able to display their work?
We like to call them artists, not vendors. But everybody brings their own setup. It's part of what they do, because those people do it professionally. They want to display their work.
It's definitely an extension of the art itself. I know when I set up my booth area, it really is an extension of the detail that I try to take in the work that I do.
And that's a big part of it, I think, when people walk in, how they feel.
Exactly.
They want to stay at the
Absolutely.
Event. They want to visit with the different artists, and they want to be able to, before they purchase something, especially something that may be going to be in their home and they're going to look at every day, they want to be able to have that environment where they can look at it and feel that they can actually get a sense of the piece before they purchase it.
Well, that's right. Knowing the artist, knowing from who made the piece makes it much more special than that's kind of personal connection versus shopping online. Those are two different things. And of course, artist tells you stories, and stories are so important. So you bring a piece of art home, and that becomes your conversational piece, because you know something more about it. It's just not a nice piece of pottery, right? It has some interesting story, background, the artist. That's what we people like to have in our homes. You know,
when you purchase a piece from an artist, directly from the artist, you're purchasing a part of that artist, too. And that's how we feel as artists. And you're really taking almost our children in a way because it's our creation. And it's also nice for the artist to get to meet the person who's going to be the owner or the transmitter of our art.
Yes,
that's very important to us. And I think one of the things that sets this show apart, if I may say, for one thing, it's been a pleasure working with Ina on it. She's really the spearhead of this.
And
we both, not only do we love to participate as artists, we also go to shows and love art. So we try to put this together, not only from the point of view of what makes this a good experience for the artist, but what makes it a good experience for the shopper. It's really a very nice day that you could have, or an experience, a shopping event that you can go to and enjoy, and we're very proud of it.
It could be a very pleasant afternoon that you can spend with your friends or with your family to come
in.
Because we want children to come in and look at beautiful things that are handmade.
And see that. And people forget sometimes about the art of those types of crafts, mm-hmm. or even things that maybe people in their family or generations ago might have been able to do, but they've lost that. And then they come to a art show and they're able to see that again, and it reminds them of traditions that maybe they've lost. And it's a powerful connection. We can take the time to see that. And I want to make sure we get the details of the show. So it is at the Stengel Factory. It's at 50 Mine Street in Flemington. And this show is not just a one-day show.
Yes.
This is a two-day show. We're talking about Memorial Day weekend, and it's May 29th and May 30th.
Yes, Sunday and Monday.
So it is 2 days, Sunday and Monday, and the show is from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Both days.
Both days. Mm-hmm. And this would be a great event if you're home and you're in the area, or you're not going to the beach that weekend and you want something to do where you can walk around, a family event, or you want to just wander the, I don't know if we should call them stalls or display areas.
The booth areas.
The booth areas. Well, on Monday, we're having a parade on Main Street in Flemington. Hopefully, people will find that there are things to do in Flemington after you finished with the parade. I think it ends at 11 o'clock, right? So, actually, to have some interesting stuff that's going on in the area is so important for our little town. It's walking distance. You just walk 5 minutes from Main Street to Stengel Factory, and there we go. You can have a bite of food, and really look at some special things at
the
show.
It's a perfect thing for families to do, and they could have their refreshments and food, as Ina has said, take some treasures home, and then go to their own barbecue.
Yeah,
it would be a great event.
It's great, a great reminder, Memorial Day weekend, that there is a parade in Flemington. Parades are hard to come by anymore, and it's important on Memorial Day to show support. And a Main Street parade, nothing is more family-friendly, small-town excitement feel to it than a parade. So we have that going on in Flemington. I'll make sure that we post that information. Thanks for sharing that, Ina. Mm-hmm. We do have to take a news break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Fine Artisan Show and some of the artists that will be there and what kind of treasures you'll be able to find if you're able to on Sunday or Monday, May 29th or May 30th, to go and visit this event. We'll be back.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
This is not just a North Carolina issue. This is now a national issue, and an issue which imposes new law on every private sector employer.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says he's suing the federal government after the Justice Department tried to make the state kill its so-called bathroom law.
Our state legislature believed this was an unnecessary government overreach into the private sector, imposing regulations and impacting one's personal privacy.
McCrory told reporters he's asking a federal court to clarify non-discrimination laws. North Carolina's law, enacted 6 weeks ago, bans people from using public restrooms that don't correspond with the gender on their birth certificate. McCrory was given until the end of the day to fix what authorities call violations of federal sex discrimination protections. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A lawsuit is being filed to stop Mississippi's controversial religious freedom law from taking effect. The law would allow people with religious objections to deny services to gay and transgender people. The ACLU says the measure is discriminatory and contradicts last year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalized same-sex marriage. Governor Phil Bryant signed the measure into law last month. It's set to take effect July 1st. The leader of Al-Qaeda is blasting ISIS and telling Syrian opposition jihadis they must unite or die. USA Radio's John DeMaster reports.
Al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri making the appeal in an audio recording posted online on Sunday. The successor to Osama bin Laden slamming ISIS as extremists and renegades, al-Zawahiri saying ISIS followers would eventually move away from the terrorist group's beliefs and brutal methods. He said unity for non-ISIS opposition fighters is a matter of life or death. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
This is USA Radio News.
Whoa. The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A ruling from a Mexican judge clears the way for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to be extradited to the U.S. to face drug charges. Sources say nothing is likely to happen for weeks. Guzman was moved early Saturday from a prison in central Mexico to one just across the border from El Paso, Texas. Guzman faces charges that range from money laundering to drug trafficking and also murder in a number of U.S. cities, including Chicago, Miami, and New York. Lottery officials say the only winning ticket in Saturday's nearly $430 million Powerball drawing was bought in Trenton, New Jersey. Terry Sheridan reports.
Andrea Shin is co-owner of the 7-Eleven on Chambers Street, where the ticket was sold.
We're very close to the community here. It's very residential, so we do have a lot of this repeat customers every day. It's customers I see every single day. So the odds, most likely, we do know who the person is, but we're just so excited for the winner.
The lump sum payment is worth $270 million, but lottery officials are urging the winner to validate the ticket and then get legal advice before making any decisions. The winning numbers were 5, 25, 26, 44, 66, with a Powerball of 9. Terry Sheridan, New York.
This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host today at Hot and 100. And I have my new friend, Ina, who I met at a chamber event, I guess right before Thanksgiving, who, if you are listening and have been listening, you know that she is a very thoughtful and very precise person and makes beautiful art and shares her passion with the community. And one of the things she's been doing the last 4 years with other partners and it's been dragging along friends is helping to organize An event that is good for Flemington, and that is the Flemington Fine Artisans Show. That is May 29th and May 30th from 10 to 4, and it is located at the Stengel Factory at 50 Mine Street in Flemington. We're going to be talking about some of the artists, not vendors, right, Ina?
Right, right. Not vendors, it's artists.
We're going to be talking about some of the artists that will be at the show. And the show, one of the great sponsors is Grateful Bites, and they are located in Flemington, New Jersey. And they're right on Route 12, 42 Route 12. I cannot get my dinner there this evening, so they are closed today. But they do have a great website, and it is Grateful Bites. And they are very near to Liberty Village, as Ina was saying, at the Route 12 entrance. And they're just one of the fine people that have come together. We started the segment out talking a little bit about some of the fine things in Flemington, the Old Egg Auction Building, the things that make us want to come here. I am a transplant. I'm not from this area. But when I moved to Hunterdon County, my first job was at the Old Egg Auction Building. And I remember as a child coming to Liberty Village to be able to go to the outlets and shop for school clothes and other things that were really a valuable discount. And we'd come and have lunch, a group of ladies and kids, we'd all get together, and we always had such great times. And then when I moved here, it was not as bustling a town as it had been. And we want to point out that there still are some great things going on in Flemington, but when there is an event, it's so important for the local community to support these events. We have vendors coming to different things throughout the year, and they know how wonderful the people of Hunterdon County are to interact with and to talk to. So this event for artists, the Flemington Fine Artisans Show, has different artists coming to be present on the 29th and the 30th and to share their art and their creativity and their work. What type of artists could we expect to see at this show?
Well, we have a selected group of people showing at Stengel Factory. We have an application process. It's a juried show. Sheila, who is here with us, Sheila Fernikis, is a very experienced juror who's been invited to very important shows over the years to do juring for the artists. She's part of, she helps to organize the show. She's a big part of it, and thankfully she's here with us. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the process and, what kind of artists we have?
The process itself requires the artists to submit images of their work and a little bit about themselves, about their process, what materials they use. It's expected that the artist does the work, that it's not something components that they're buying and reselling. This is art that's created by each of the artists. It's also expected that at the show, the artist will be there. And that's very important. There are some shows that fall into what's sometimes referred to as a buy-sell, where an artist is purchasing something that's pre-made and mm-hmm. reselling. And that's not what this is.
No.
This is really fine art that the artist is making, perhaps with an assistant, from start to finish.
I think sometimes my listeners may hear fine art and think that it's out of their pocket or their budget. But in fact, fine art, you can have pieces that sell for very small amounts of money, depending on what the item is, to something that's a much larger monetary value. And there are all types of items at this with all different ranges of price. Is that right, Sheila?
I'm really glad you brought that up. Yes, it is. It doesn't necessarily mean that everything is expensive. I think it's very accessible. I think people will be very pleasantly surprised to see the quality of work that they can get for a very accessible price.
And it's those small pieces of art that we take with us, that we share in our homes or that we produce ourselves, that are able to showcase our work. And it's important to have a venue for that. Ina was talking earlier about internet buying. And it takes away that storytelling piece of it. It takes away that personalization. It takes away the knowledge of what was made, what was created, what was the passion behind it. And I think it's nice to, just locally here in Flemington, to be able to have that feel where you can walk around for an hour or two and you can meet different artists. It's almost like a private museum tour.
Very much so, and I think you hit the nail on the head when you said personal. It's really how this art makes us feel. It's what's being human. So it's very important that we promote this kind of artwork and support the artists who create it.
And I'm not surprised that there's a process to artist selection with Ina's detail of
it
things.
It's very detailed. And, you know, we look for fine quality work in terms of the detail that the artists put into their work.
Well, the area needs that type of show because we do have a number of fun events here that, you know, are happening, which have their own, of course, place. People come, like throw a table, you know, display what they have. I feel that we need something special a couple of times a year in the area, don't you think?
And it's really a celebration.
That is somewhat, you know, stands apart in terms of quality and beauty. It's just prepared with love.
And we have a lot of talent here to celebrate. There are a lot of talented artists here in the Hunterdon area.
And it is nice to, we always say, to support locally, shop locally, buy locally. It's the small business, the artist, the corner,
That's
the bookseller on Main Street in Clinton. They're the fabric of our community.
Very much so.
They are what keeps us going, that employs individuals in our area that are local and residents, and they purchase things locally, and it's great to try to support that, and it's great to showcase that, which is a little bit different. And certainly we encourage everyone to come by on May 29th and the 30th to the Stengel Factory at 50 Mine Street in Flemington to visit with the Flemington Fine Artisan Show. We do have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking a little more about this show and some of the things we can purchase and how you can actually purchase things for this show. So we'll be back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We're back here in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I have Ina and Sheila with me. We've been talking about the Flemington Fine Artisans Show with the Grateful Bite sponsor and other great artists that are coming out from the Flemington and Hunterdon County area locally that will be at the Flemington Fine Artisans Show. And I wondered, if I was a shopper and I wanted to purchase some things at the show, mm-hmm. what type of things would I be able to go home with?
We will have a very interesting range, from fine art to handmade wooden furniture. So let's say we have artists that do an artist who does miniature paintings. We have an abstract painter. We have accessories like hand-painted silk scarves. Or felted purses and beautiful bags. We have some amazing jewelry.
We have very special wood-turned vessels and bowls.
Right. Well, pottery, of course.
Yes.
Pottery is just to die for.
There's one artist that makes mixed media, very whimsical. Children would love this kind of thing, things that you could put on your shelf or get to someone so special.
Sculptural pieces.
Sculptural pieces. There's one
secret
glass.
Inside, right?
Glass is
absolutely
terrific.
Amazing. We have two glass artists. They're very different. One does like panels that you can hang in your windows, and another one is a glass blower, vases and vessels. Just phenomenal. Am I forgetting anything?
I think we've covered. There's fiber artists.
Yeah.
Really, there's going to be a very nice range of artists. You can find something for everyone at this show.
And I'm guessing that right now the artist part of the show, the selection has been made, and there are, if you wanted to showcase your art, you would have to wait for your show in the fall?
Yes, the fall show will be planned for either end of October or beginning of November. So very soon we'll have application form on the website, www.flemingtonfineartisansshow.com. So we'll finalize the date soon for the fall. But this one is already set up. While you are at the show, make sure to enter for a chance to win one of three beautiful baskets that we'll have there at the table. So I think it's going to be a very interesting and busy, weekend.
And I know I can bring cash, but I can also bring my credit card.
Yes,
and
everybody's accepting credit cards these days.
So it's easy to go home with some art. Certainly, it's always great to walk around and to be able to see different things. I was at a art show, I guess, before the end of last year, and they had a stained glass artist mm-hmm. who did such beautiful work in trees and different mm-hmm. she had different stones, and she would put that in the stained glass, and it was so beautiful. But all of her work in stained glass was in trees in different colors, and she had green backgrounds and purple and pink, and I felt compelled to take something home because it spoke to me. And in a busy time of the year when, there's so much activity and people around you and hustle and bustle, you don't always have a moment to breathe. But in that moment, her piece spoke to me, and it made me just take a breath and calm down. And every morning I look at it and I remember the feeling that it gave me.
So you have it in your window?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You've
absolutely.
Just expressed what's really special about going to a show like this. when you walk down the aisles and see what people come up with, it's really quite amazing. And these are the kinds of items that when you have them, you'll always think how wonderful it is and really feel that it was made just for you and that you do have a part of the artist with you.
And art is always, you know, an expression of the artist, and it is always what you see when you look at it. And if anyone's had a chance to go roaming around in a museum in D.C. or New York or a local museum, mm-hmm. you get that feeling that there was drive behind it, there was passion. And if you've tried to be an artist, art is very difficult, and being able to create something that can be sold, commercial art, is also a challenge. You were talking about glass blowing.
Yes.
I took a class last summer over in Bethlehem with the Banana Factory, which has a lot of class for artists. And that was some hard work. I'm not a quitter, but that was teaching me how to quit. That is the most difficult thing I've experienced in a long time, trying to make a piece from glass blowing. And the heat that goes on, that you have to live with, it's amazing. It's sacrifice.
And
it is sacrifice.
That's what people will find out when they talk to the artists themselves and find out how the work is made.
Yes.
It really is quite amazing. And it's inspiring. Even if you're not an artist yourself, to have a piece of art is inspiring. And to talk to fellow artists will inspire those who attend.
Now, Ina, did you pick out what pieces you'll be showing and selling?
Yes. I am coming up with some new pieces in my Microscopic Oceanic Life Inspired collection, which all looks quite amazing, I think. So I'm still working. There's still a little bit time to finish some of the newest work. And I know that Sheila's been bead weaving away.
Yeah, I'm really excited about my new collection. I've been exploring combining polymer clay and steel wire with my beadwork. I use ancient Native American and African bead stitching in sculptural ways. So I'm very excited about my new work that I'll be having there.
How did you learn that, Sheila?
Well, it's kind of funny. I'm self-taught. I have an art background. I was an art teacher when I first started out, and I wanted to find a way to go back to my roots with art, and found that the beadwork was kind of like painting with the beads, mm-hmm. and I like the intricate textures and patterns that you could get with beadwork, and went exploring from there, and I'm really liking the mixed media aspect of it, and when people speak to me about my work, I think what they respond to are the colors and the textures that I'm using and the layering that I think is my signature work.
And it must be exciting to be able to share your work locally here in Flemington.
Very much so. I'm honored to do it. I have a commitment to the area. I've always felt very strongly about Flemington itself, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to again show in Flemington and be among this quality of talented artists.
And we still have a few minutes left, Ina, so can you please give the website of the show?
We have a Facebook page and a website, www.flemingtonfineartisansshow.com. And same name, you can look up on Facebook. Facebook has pictures of work. I will be featuring artists throughout this month before the show. I will be posting pictures of work that will be at the event, and little information about the artists themselves. So it's very interesting. So come and visit us on Facebook.
And you know what we didn't say? You can just walk into this event without a cover charge. There's no entrance fee.
That's
right.
Correct? There is. It's free. It's a free event. There is free parking,
which is very unusual. A lot of times you'll go and you'll pay $10 or $20 to park to be able to see so many artists at once, and then you'll also have to pay, you know, $10 or $20 to get in sometimes. So the fact that this is completely free to be able to browse and walk around is wonderful.
Parking can be a little bit tough. I think that there is a huge parking lot next to us, next to Liberty Village. and it's only a couple of minutes of walk.
It's really very convenient.
Yeah, so you can park, and especially on Monday, I'm sure that people will be parking on that huge parking lot off the Stengel Road. And it's going to be nice to be able to walk and look at what's there between the Liberty Village outlets and Stengel Factory. So it's a nice area.
It's especially nice, too, if you have visitors for the weekend, for the long weekend, someplace to take them that's local. That will be a very pleasant event.
Excellent. And will you also be posting on Small Joy Studio Facebook page some of the upcoming events? People can also go there.
Yes, that's my own studio's Facebook page, which is Small Joy's Studio. I do update things that Small Joy's is doing. So, and because I'm going to be part of that show, so I have information there as well.
Excellent.
And I'll have it as well on SheilaFernikesDesign.com.
Can you spell that out for us, Sheila?
Sure. S-H-E-I-L-A, F as in Frank, E-R-N-E-K-E-S, design.com.
Thank you. Laura took my card and she didn't come back. So all my pertinent information is down the hall with Laura from the Hunterdon County Chamber, who is also helping to promote the event because obviously having fine artists here in Flemington is wonderful, and I hope that the residents and visitors will come and see the show on May 29th and May 30th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And Ina had a great idea to make it a family event. It says to visit the parade on Main Street in Flemington on Monday.
On Monday.
And then hop on over. The show will already be in progress at 10 a.m. The parade will be over at 11. So come before, come after. Enjoy what this town and Hunterdon County has to offer. So obviously the Chamber's happy to be able to help post that. And Laura obviously has your card, Sheila, with your website on it. So thanks for letting us know what that is. We'll make sure we post it. We have coming up Ruth Ann Brown for the Celebration Hour. She always has some great musical guests come in and take over the studio, and you can listen live to her from the 5 to 6 p.m. hour, and sometimes she goes into special shows on music, so we'll see what she has going on. I want to thank both of you, Ina and Sheila, for being my guests here today and talking about this.
Thank you so much for having us.
And I want to thank you both for taking the time. This is time you get no reward but to see other artists who are able to produce work that has a venue so that they can share it and sell it. And I know how many hours goes into an event, and I know the level of detail that you both bring makes it very time consuming. So thanks for caring about the community enough to put together a show that's here in Flemington. It's a special thing to share your art with the community and then to allow other artists to share the community with us. So we appreciate that, and I thank you so much for being a guest, and thanks to all our listeners, and I hope that we'll see you at the show.
Thank you very much.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
This is not just a North Carolina issue. This is now a national issue, and an issue which imposes new law on every private sector employer.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says he's suing the federal government after the Justice Department tried to make the state kill its so-called bathroom law.
Our state legislature believed this was an unnecessary government overreach into the private sector, imposing regulations and impacting one's personal privacy.
McCrory told reporters he's asking a federal court to clarify non-discrimination laws. North Carolina's law, enacted 6 weeks ago, bans people from using public restrooms that don't correspond with the gender on their birth certificate. McCrory was given until the end of the day to fix what authorities call violations of federal sex discrimination protections. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A lawsuit is being filed to stop Mississippi's controversial religious freedom law from taking effect. The law would allow people with religious objections to deny services to gay and transgender people. The ACLU says the measure is discriminatory and contradicts last year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalized same-sex marriage. Governor Phil Bryant signed the measure into law last month.